Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yeah, Warren. Excuse me, Warren Rosenthal.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
Okay, I just need to get set up here and not ran into some difficulties.
Okay. All right. And what can I do for you today?
What's that?
You stated something about the setup and you said warranty?
No, I'm trying to get set up the system, but I can't. I got to a certain point and that was it.
Okay. All right. What is your service address, please?
64 Groff Street, Groff, Kingston.
Okay, perfect. And a good callback number in the event that we get disconnected, please.
518-744-6710.
Okay, perfect. All right, so now when you're talking about the setup, which portion are you talking of?
I'm trying to get hooked up into the network.
Okay.
So I have, yeah, so here I am. It's not working, so.
Okay, so your internet is just not working at the moment.
I never got to the point where it's completely set up. That's what I'm trying to say. I started the process, but was not able to complete it. I went in, I downloaded the HomePass app.
Okay,
I
so
set up
that makes a little more
the.
sense. See, we have several different aspects that we need to understand.
Oh,
So, like, for example, you
okay.
have the home pass, you have the actual router to get your devices connected. So I completely understand that. All right, so now I'm on the
All right. Okay.
same page. So with the home pass app, your username is going to be your email.
Right. Yeah, I got that far. So basically where I got to was okay, yeah, waiting for signal. Keep your mobile device close to your pod or extended while we've it never found I mean, I don't know. It's not that's as far as I got.
Okay, that's interesting. So you're currently in the onboarding process, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I noticed that there's a cable here that they left on my desk. So I'm not sure what that's supposed to be plugged into or where it's supposed to go.
What kind of a cable is it?
It says it's a LAN cable.
Okay, so it's a local area network. So it's an Ethernet cable, essentially.
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it, if anything.
Yeah, I mean,
But
the
what?
primary router is connected to the modem, obviously, because otherwise I would see that you would not be connected to the internet. Okay,
I
let's go ahead
mean,
and.
yeah, I mean, they set it up, the box is down in the basement, and they have two, I guess these are two routers, the white boxes, the white
Yes, the white ones are the routers, correct.
Yeah, so there's one down the basement, and there's one right here in my office. I mean, I'm
Okay.
looking at the back, I mean, it's the three yellow lights are lit up if
Yes, yeah, so what I definitely recommend is connecting your cell phone to the wireless router before continuing with the home pass. If you don't have the password, I can give that to you.
Wait, say that again now. What are you saying? I lost.
So try connecting your cell phone to the wireless network first before continuing on the
Oh.
home pass.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let's.
Because essentially, to detect the nodes, it's
Oh,
going to
okay.
need to be
Yeah.
on the
Yeah.
same network.
Now I'm following it. All right. Hold on. Password. Let's see. Eight four. zero with a line through it, is that zero?
Yes. So you're probably at the 0015432.
Yeah, 15432. Okay, let's see what happens. Let's see if a miracle
occurs. Yeah, because when you handwrite it, sometimes the O's can look like zeros or the zeros can look like O's. So they typically put a line through it just to let you know it's a zero.
Okay, so I'm now connected on my phone.
Now go back to the home pass.
Okay. All right.
Now, you've already logged in with your account email and the Plume account password?
I gave it my email. It sent me an email. I confirmed the email. I'm still not connecting here. So,
okay, close out the HomePass app and then go back into it. You're going to want to log in as like an existing account.
Okay, but I can't seem to. It's kind of like stuck on this thing, and it won't get. It won't let me get out of it.
Are you using iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay, so you swipe up from the bottom, but you swipe up and hold so that it pulls up all of your open programs, and then you swipe up the program to get rid of it. And that will just like essentially force close it, and then you can tap on the app again to reopen it. But you have to swipe up from the very bottom of the screen where that little white bar is.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. Let's see. Okay. All right, so I'm at the screen where it says connect pod to modem, you plug pod into power, restart your modem. Okay, so that's where I'm at.
Interesting, because both of the routers are already on and connected.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and that's why I kept looking at this thinking, well, what does that mean if it's already done?
Yeah.
Let me just see what happens if I hit next. Let me see. I don't know. Should I hit next?
Yes. Try next.
No, I'm just back to the same old thing again, waiting for signal. So we're just going around in circles here now.
But you're connected directly. Okay. All right. Give me a moment. Because right now I'm testing the speeds and everything just to see, you know, what the current accurate. It's interesting, though, because the tech who did the install should have been able to help you with this. I mean, we're getting great speeds.
No, actually what happened was, the problem was he was really late getting here, and then I had to leave. I mean, you're supposed to be here at 3 o'clock. You didn't get here until 3:45, and then I had to leave at 5 because he would have been done, but I had to leave. I mean, so that's the reason why.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I think there was a difficult install at one point on that day.
What's that?
I think there was a difficult install at that point on that day, which is why, because there were a couple of people who were delayed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, so I'm just waiting on this final speed test to let me know, because so far the room 1 looks fantastic. The room 2, I'm just waiting on the speeds. So let's just see what this one says. I mean, there was a speed test that was done at 924, and it shows the full 1,054 megabytes per second. So that so far, and it just did another one. It's, same thing. So the two routers are connected and perfectly fine. I'm not sure why it's not giving you. Let's see if you're able to sign out. Does it give you an option to sign out?
You mean in the app?
Mm-hmm. And which email did you use to sign in?
Warren.Rosenthal. All right.
What was after the Warren.Rosenthal? Was it just at gmail.com or was there like a number?
Numeral 2.
Okay, see, that's probably where the issue lies. So we have Warren.Rosenthal at gmail.com. We don't have the number
that's
2.
That's not correct.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's where we're having the issue. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to escalate that, but that's probably not going to be able to happen until tomorrow. In the meantime, you do have internet connection. I will escalate.
I'm still connected to the old one, so I'm just going to keep using that for now. That's fine. Whatever.
Okay. But, I mean, right now with the Wi-Fi password that you currently have, everything is still working on that sense. I do see that you are connected to the Wi-Fi. So everything is as it should be for right now. I don't know if maybe you were planning on just changing the Wi-Fi password.
Planning on changing the Wi-Fi password
to something simpler than the 841T6.
Well, I don't know. Does it really? Well, I may, but I don't know. But not for right now. I mean, whatever.
Okay. Well, the reason why is because I can also help out with that in the meantime while waiting for this to get corrected. So that way we can get that taken care of. But in the meantime, your internet is working perfectly fine. I just have to escalate this so that they fix it, whereas the username is proper.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So somehow they got it written down and correct. Okay. Right.
Correct. And that's why you're having difficulty logging in. That's why it's treating it as if you're a new customer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So they have it as without the 2.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's where the disconnect
there
is.
That's another Warren Rosenthal, so not me. So,
so that won't work. Yeah, exactly. So that's where we want to make sure that we get that corrected so that you can, in fact, access.
Okay. All right. So why don't we just put it on hold then, I guess, till.
Absolutely. And I will get this escalated, and tomorrow morning it will be working at that point. It shouldn't take very long.
All right,
once they get the info.
Once they correct that, then what's okay? So just take me through what's. I'm just going to go back into the app at that point. Is that what you're?
Yeah. So you would end up going back into the app, and you should be able to edit your password, modify the devices, assign devices, whichever devices you have connected to the Wi-Fi. At that point, you will be able to assign those to a user profile. So say, for example, I don't know who lives in the house, but say, for example, you have a wife and she has her own iPad and her own laptop, and we'll say she has a gaming system, right? You can assign those specific devices to her profile on that. Another thing that is great is if you do have others that live in the house, you can also freeze those devices. So for example, for me, since I'm a mom, it's very helpful for my teenage daughter, because if she ends up misbehaving and she gets grounded, I could just shut all of her specific devices off of the internet. So for me, it's great. It doesn't apply to everybody.
It's just my wife and I, that's it. No unruly teenagers. They're long gone.
Okay.
We threw them out a long time ago. So
I wait for the day where she decides she's going to go off and do her own thing and realize how hard life is.
You shouldn't rush it along too much, because then you're.
Oh no! Absolutely.
Then you might regret it, but it depends.
I mean, I was close with my mom all the way up until she passed in 2020. So.
Yeah.
We just got along better when we didn't live together. That was it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I understand that 100%.
So I don't mind if my daughter were to, you know, move out, but as long as she's still nearby and we can still spend days together, that's all that matters.
Yeah, you need that space. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think even our kids, when they become adults, you know, they're going to want that space. They're going to want that independence.
Yeah, but what's amazing, though, is like, what is it? Something like, it's a huge, what is it, 40-50% of kids that are like 24 or under are still living with their parents. It's a very, very large percentage of the government.
Yeah, nowadays, I mean, you have people even in their 30s still living with their parents because it's become that difficult.
Yeah. So,
it's hard. You can't really survive on a single income. A lot of people have actually resorted to finding roommates.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it's been in the European Union, like, a lot of the last couple decades anyway. But, I mean, there used to be a time here where you could live off of a single income.
No, that's, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, there was a time.
All right. Well, anyway, it was nice chatting with you.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm going to get this escalated so that we can get that email fixed and that way you can actually log in properly.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Is there anything else that I might be able to assist with today?
I think that was it. So enjoy the rest of your day. And
absolutely. And I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.